Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo. We bring you hand-selected hosts, podcasts, and talk radio programming with listening options, 24/7 streaming or listen on demand. We also feature one-on-one segments with important guests, people who have something to say that you need to hear. And if you have something to say and would like to be featured on the network, please visit speakuptalkradio.com for all of the details or contact us at PR@speakuptalkradio.com. Well, right now, we have a short interview with author David Probert. Dave says, "My journey as a writer began at the early age of 8. I began writing short horror stories, and while most of my classmates brought in toys and crafts for show and tell, I brought in my stories and read them aloud to the class. Some thought I was crazy, but I managed to generate a few fans. In retrospect, I'm surprised my parents never received a concerned phone call from the school. In 2004, I wrote a short story titled Sarah, and it earned me a spot in a new writing competition held by New Camp Horror. The competition was called Dark Idol. My stories propelled me through the competition, where I became one of the top 4 finalists. Throughout the competition, I honed my writing skills, and this led to my first official publication in May of 2005. The publication source was an online zine called The Harrow, and the story was titled Preparation. Since then, my work has been featured in such magazines as Astounding Tales, Dark of Night, 13, Night to Dawn, Wild Child, and Alien Skin. I also won first place in the Insidious Reflections Gross Out competition and published my debut novel in 2008. I write because I love to. It's not just a passion, it's an obsession. It's a thrill ride, and I want you in the back seat with me. I want to take you into my world, introduce you to the characters I've created, and I want you to be excited to descend into the darkness with me because, to me, it feels like home. And maybe that is because it is. And if that's not enough to entice us to find out more, I don't know what is. So welcome to the network, Dave.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, my goodness. It's my pleasure. Now, I need to know, what is a gross-out competition?
Yeah, it was a it was a competition where you had, like, I think it was two sentences you had to write the grossest two sentences, I guess. So the judges went by, like, it was not just so much a visual, like, you know, right, blood and guts. It was just a gross scene in two sentences, and I don't know if I should be proud of that or concerned, but I won one of the contests. It was like a monthly held contest, so.
I think you should be proud of that. That actually sounds like something very difficult to do.
It was challenging, and mm-hmm. I just came up with it. I don't remember what I wrote, but I happened to win one of them. So hey,
I love it. It's a great award to receive. I haven't heard that before. You might be one of the few. All righty. Well, today we want to start off by talking about your latest book, Obsession. So why don't you give us a sneak peek into that? Give us a little bit of an idea what that book is all about.
Well, it follows a writer who's working on his follow-up to his debut novel. And it's a couple who rent a house in a New England island. It's like a really picturesque kind of beach house on a cliff. And he's there to write the novel, and of course, you know, she's along with him, you know, as a companion. And they discover that they're being watched by something inside the house that begins to, in an odd and supernatural sense, fall in love with the main character, Doug, and in turn torment Karen, who is with him. He's a little bit selfish because he's kind of enjoying what's going on in a twisted way, mm-hmm. and she's being tormented, so he's trying to make up for, you know, what's happening by, you know, coming up with excuses and trying to find a way to stay there, but the situation starts to escalate and become more dangerous. And it's it was originally a novella, and I had submitted it to a publishing company, and they wanted to possibly publish it, but they said that it needed to be a little longer. So I built another story into the main story. Mm-hmm. So there's an additional character who's kind of watching the house, and you don't know throughout the book what his intentions really are, but it starts to unravel, and there's a lot more going on than you see at the surface.
Oh, that is a fascinating premise. Now, how was that for you then you thought you had a completed novella. How was that to regroup and add another storyline to that. Was that easy to do?
You know, it wasn't as bad as I thought, because he was initially a part of the story, but he didn't have his own scene. So I thought, you know, let's take this guy and give him his own, you know, give him a role in the book, so to speak. So, you know, I started writing a scene, and then all of a sudden, you know, with me, I'm more of a pantser. I'm not an outliner at all. I like the story to grow organically. I just think that, you know, the outcome for me is always better when I don't even know what's going to happen. So his story just grew, and, you know, I didn't really even know where it was going, and I was really happy with it, you know, once I finished the book.
Oh, I love that. So many authors tell me that their characters just have a life of their own and take off. So was that the feeling for you?
It really is. It's sometimes it surprises me. Like a novel I wrote a few years ago was called All the Pretty Ones. I honestly didn't have the end figured out until the second to last chapter. And the end that I came up with, well, because it's almost like you're seeing a movie playing in your head, you know, when I'm writing the book and I'm kind of visualizing what's going to happen. And I was like, wait a minute, that's the end. And, you know, once that hit me, it was like a light bulb went off. I literally had to go back and rewrite the entire book so that it all made sense, because I had a different end in mind up until the second to last chapter. And so I was as surprised writing it as I think the readers are when they read it.
Isn't that just amazing that here you are writing this, and then all of a sudden you're no longer really controlling that situation. You're almost a conduit for the characters, just taking what they say and following it.
Yeah, you really are. And it's funny because I mentioned something like that in Obsession, because, you know, the part of the story is told from this character who's a writer. It's through his perspective. And I say, you know, writing is essentially, it's like a literary seance, you know, mm-hmm. and you're just the medium.
Yes.
Who, you know, is putting it out there. It's kind of coming through you. You're channeling it, you know. And it's a really cool thing when you get a finished product and you look back and say, wow, I wrote this. I came up with this. I don't feel like success is, you know, money or social status. I think you have to be happy with what you're doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was successful when I finished my first book. And now with, you know, a few behind me, I feel like I've definitely been very successful with it,
right.
Regardless of sales or, you know, I just love to do it, and I love to be able to get it out there for people to read who are interested in reading it. So for me, that's awesome.
I get that. I get that, Dave. Obsession, that's out now, right?
Yep. It's available on Amazon.com. There's a print version and a Kindle version.
Okay. Excellent. Now, we also want to make sure we hit this, because you're working on a short film that begins production titled Preparation, and it's based on one of your short stories. That is very exciting. Share that with us.
Yeah, that's awesome. That was my very first real published short story that I remember I got like $5 for it, and this magazine wanted to take it. I didn't care. I was just like, oh, that's awesome. Put it out there. Let people read it. And since then, it's been published 4 times. And a production company up in New Jersey called Man-Made Productions, they took it on to do as a short film. And they're a very talented group. I mean, if you check out their site and look at their reels and trailers, they're very impressive. The director, his name's Mark Wahlberg, and he's just very, very, he's like a visual genius. Like, some of the stuff he does is awesome. He's showed me, like, some of the things he's gonna change as far as the storyline. Like, not he's staying true to the story, but his vision of the story is, I can't wait to see it. I think they're doing a great job with it, and it's in really good hands.
Oh my, this is exciting. You need to keep us posted on this, and we can share that on our website once it's ready to go.
Absolutely, and it's on IMDb right now. They have the, you know, you can follow with the production mm-hmm. Schedule and like the cast and all that stuff. But it's really exciting, and that was always been a dream to me, is to have one of my books or stories made as a movie. So for me, when I got the, you know, the message that they wanted to make this, I mean, that was like a dream come true.
Did you reach out to them? Did they find you? How did that process happen?
Mark and I, back when we were kids, our parents were really close, so we kind of grew up together. And then there was a certain point, like around high school, that we haven't really seen him since, to be honest with you. And I found him on Facebook, and we got to talking a little bit, you know, and he does, you know, film, and I was telling him I write, and we talked about collaborating, and he went and looked through some of my stories, and he loved that one. It's so there's so much of a twist. I really can't say much about it without spoiling it, but I think people are going to be really pleased, especially with what he is doing to it. Because he told me some of his ideas, and I'm like, wow, I didn't even think of that when I was writing it. Like, that's awesome.
Oh, my gosh, I am so thrilled for you. This is every writer's dream.
Thank you. Yeah, it definitely is. I can't wait to see what they do with it. I'm really excited.
Me neither. I'm going to keep checking this out, and then when it's done, let us know.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, now, as if that's not enough, you are in the process of writing your second book in the debut series titled Rise. So we need to find out more about that.
Yeah, it's a bit of a stretch for me. I usually write like horror, thriller. I've never written a series. This is like a dystopian series. It's about a girl named Zuri who emerges from an underground shelter 2 years after like a war between humans and technology. And it goes into a lot of, you know, how we abuse technology, artificial intelligence. You know, she comes up into this world that resembles nothing like, you know, what it was before she went. And it was under the shelter. And her and her sister end up kidnapped, and her sister is kind of traded off. So it kind of covers like this whole trafficking thing that goes on as well. So now she's got to get her sister back while adjusting to this new, you know, very violent world that she's kind of thrust into, and she doesn't know who to trust. And it's kind of the title itself is kind of a metaphor for the whole book, because it's about how heroes aren't born, they rise, and her rise to being a hero.
How did you come up with this, and how did you know that you wanted this to be a series?
Well, I came up with this a long time ago, but I felt like it was a story that was too big for me, so I had the idea, I jotted things down, I kind of kept it in my head, and I just decided one day, I'm just going to start writing this thing, you know, and I finished the first book, and then like my fourth draft now, and I'm really happy with it. You know, each draft tends to change drastically from the first. You know, the first draft of anything is usually not so great. But I think I might have one more draft left to go, and I like the idea of something that's relevant and kind of tangible. I know artificial intelligence is a huge thing with people. Everybody, you know, kind of gets nervous about what we're doing with technology, and yeah. I kind of wanted to explore that a little bit, and you know, what happens if we really mess things up and technology is our demise, you know, and that's sort of what the story's about. But it grows from the first book organically, like the rest of them, you know. It's now that it's kind of veering in a different direction, and I kind of have an end in mind for the third book that I'm really excited about. It's going to take a little bit to get there.
You just need to get there.
I've always wanted to try a series, but I didn't know how well I would do with it, but I like it. I just feel like I'm going to be able to relate to these authors who write these massive series of books when you're done and you're like, oh my gosh, these characters are out of my life now what? You know, mm-hmm. Like, 'cause you get kind of attached to, you know, the characters you write about, and even killing one off, you feel it.
You go through the grief process, right?
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to kill them off. I think I have to.
Oh, what an interesting time. And actually, the topic of artificial intelligence and technology and the misuse of technology is very interesting to me. I spend a lot of time pondering that myself. So your premise actually might not be far off.
I work in IT. That's my full-time job. So uh-huh. I kind of am exposed to some of the you know, advanced technology, and I'm trying to make things as realistic as possible. Mm-hmm. You know, they say write what you know, but I don't always know if that's the best advice. I think, you know, if you did that, you'd kind of be writing yourself into a bubble.
Yes.
But if you know at least somewhat what you're writing about in the larger scheme of things, I think it definitely make the story hit home more for people, more real, you know?
Right. I get that for sure. Now, your publishing process, how do you get these published?
Well, some have been traditional, but I honestly tend to stick with the self-publishing. First of all, I guess I'm kind of impatient with my writing, because I feel like I write a book and I want people to read it. I don't want it to sit for a year before, you know, an editor goes through it and then it goes through the process. So I'm like, you know what, I'd rather just write it, do the editing. I have people who help me proofread and edit, and we try to catch everything, hopefully, but and then just get it out there. And plus, I control the pricing, man. I don't really want people to have to pay, you know, $7 to read a Kindle book. You know, I try to keep it reasonable.
Right.
But I like having the, and if I do see an error, I can fix it and just put it back out there, you know, which is another positive. So.
Absolutely. Self-publishing is the best thing to come along, for sure.
It is. It definitely changed the industry. I mean, I remember when I was about 13, 14, and writing, and I used to go through the writer's market and submit short stories and stuff. But, you put them in a manila envelope, you send them out, you wait like a month or two for it, maybe it comes back, and it's, it was a totally different world than it is now.
Yep, been there, done that.
The industry goes. Yeah, and with Obsession, there was a publishing company originally that wanted it, and they were, I weaved the other storyline into it, sent it back to them, and I didn't hear from them for a couple of months, and I'm like, I'm just going to self-publish it. I mean, who knows? I still haven't heard back, so they might get back to me in a month or two and say, all right, we're ready. But, I like to just write, get it out there, and keep on going to the next. I don't want things to just sit and collect dust, you know?
I agree with you. You snooze, you lose.
That's it. Yeah, I'll put it out there myself.
Exactly. That's what I would do for sure. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, in wrapping up then, is there anything that we missed that you wanted to talk about today?
No. That was great. I really appreciate you having me on the show. And, it was nice. Maybe I'll come back after, Rise is out there in the movie. And talk more.
Oh, absolutely. No, we need to keep up with you. So meantime, though, where can folks go to learn more about you? Where can they purchase your books and keep up with this film that's coming out?
All the news and links to books and everything are on my WordPress site. So it's davidprobert.wordpress.com. And feel free to email me at davidprobertfiction@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from people. If you read the books, love it or hate it, I mean, I love to hear feedback. So. I have broad shoulders. I've learned after doing this for years that, you can't please everybody all the time. So I like to hear either way.
Good piece of advice. Exactly. Can't please everybody. So you just go on your own way. It's davidprobert.wordpress.com, and it's DAVIDPROBERT. Davidprobert.wordpress.com. Get the book Obsession. Keep your eyes out for the short film preparation and the next book called The Rise that's coming out later this year. David, what a pleasure to have this conversation with you. We're going to keep our eye on you, and you have to come back.
Absolutely. Thank you. It was a pleasure speaking with you. I appreciate it.